Welcome to The State for Thursday, April 11th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton. For our first story of the day, focusing on campus news, history and political science junior Connor Lay was elected to be the next president of the Associated Students of Michigan State University by the General Assembly. Connor served as vice president for internal administration this school year. Before that, he was a representative for the Asian Pacific American Student Organization. Prior to the vote, Connor gave a speech to the General Assembly in which he said he wanted to focus on justice and transparency as ASMSU president. One way Connor hopes to prioritize justice is through accountability. He said previous General Assemblies have failed to hold representatives accountable for not representing their colleagues and students correctly. In response to this, he hopes to create an ASMSU judicial branch. He also hopes that the 61st Assembly, which was elected last week, will hold its peers accountable. When the gavel strike made the transition official, President Emily Hoyumpa exited her presidential seat, allowing Connor to conduct the remainder of the meeting. Next came the vote for Vice President for Finance and Operations. The Assembly elected Delaney Jones, a representative from the Broad Business College. When Delaney took the stand to give her speech, she emphasized that her experience in various groups made her fit for this position. She also shared her value as a leader. For our second story, focusing on more campus news, the Neighborhood Student Success Center River Trail and MASP Neighborhood, in collaboration with the Owen Hall Student Government, held a De-Stress for Success event for students to relax while preparing for the final weeks of the spring semester. The event included duck days, an opportunity for students to get LinkedIn headshots taken, bingo, therapy dogs, chair massages, cotton candy and ice cream, and much more. Many departments were also present with resource tables, including counseling and psychiatric services, EDAT State, university advising, and the College of Nursing. For our final story of the day, focusing on culture and events, Michigan State University's student-run fashion magazine, NCROWD, hosted its third annual spring fashion show at Demonstration Hall last Saturday night. This year's theme of the fashion show was School Kids Aesthetic, featuring street-style clothing from at least 15 students and local designers. Information Science Senior and NCROWD co-founder Brandon Williams gave a warm welcome to family and friends as they filled the ballroom. Williams thanked the audience for supporting the fashion show, as tickets had officially sold out within one day. Apparel and textile junior Brendan Sims opened the show by performing his song, Fiends. Audience members cheered Sims on as he danced around them. Despite being in the early stages of the brand, Sims said, creating clothes from donated mixed fabrics brings him joy. The stitching of his signature patchwork is made carefully, and the material is strong, he said. He noted that many college students struggle with unstable finances, making it difficult to afford their favorite clothing brands. Sims takes their plain denim looks and makes them feel like they are designer. The models walk down the runway through the show with Sims' grunge street look. Four more hip-hop performances by four other artists, including Experience Architecture Junior Kennedy Campbell, filled the event. Students danced and sang along with Campbell, whose artist name is Kenny Moss, to her song On My Body, as she rode around on a decorated hoverboard. And before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is predicting, unfortunately, rain and possible thunder, with a high of 58 and a low of 44. Thank you for joining us right here on The State, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with our last episode of the week with more.